Now again, Bhagavan will continue this topic about how this world came. So verse number 8. Aham sarvasya prabhavah.
Aham sarvasya prabhavah.
Mattah sarvam pravartate.
Mattah sarvam pravartate.
Iti matva bhajante mam.
Iti matva bhajante mam.
Buddha bhava samanvitaha.
Buddha bhava samanvitaha.
Okay, mute please. Aham sarvasya prabhavah. Mattah sarvam pravartate. Iti matva bhajante mam. Buddha bhava samanvitaha. So aham, so here Bhagavan Sri Krishna says aham. So when he says aham, what he means is the total consciousness, Brahman. Because as we know, the Lord Sri Krishna is a manifestation of that supreme reality, Brahman. So when he says aham, he means that total reality. So he says, I sarvasya, this is the sixth case, of all, I am the prabhavaha, I am the origin of all this, whatever you see. Not only animate but inanimate, rocks, plants, atoms, you know, mountains, rivers, humans, everything. I am the origin, and matta, from me sarvam pravartate, everything emerges from me and manifests, comes out. So I am the origin of this whole universe. And knowing this, iti matva, knowing this, bhajante mam, one who worships me, mam, me, Buddha, this wise person, bhava samanvitaha, with total love, abidance in that love and perseverance, one who knows this, worships me with that total love, total bhava. Samanvita means totally immersed in that oneness, in that love. So that is the wise person. That's he calls Buddha, the wise people. So the Lord is the creator of the universe. And we already talked about that in the sixth verse, how the universe came into being, the creation. But recently we were listening to Guruji. Listening to Guruji in his description of Lord Shiva. He says Panchavaktra. That means Lord has five faces. So what are the five faces? Guruji explains it very beautifully. He says the three are the creator, sustainer and destroyer. What we call as Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh. So those are the three aspects of God. And what are the fourth and fifth? Fourth and fifth are the Nigraha and
Anugraha.
Nigraha means the regulation, because when somebody goes off track, then the Lord has to control that. You know, somebody's things are going very wrong or very bad, we'll find that the Lord will appear. That's why in the fourth chapter he said yada yada dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. So whenever the dharma is in decline, the Lord appears to control that, and he could control it either in appearing here or from his higher world and manifestations. So the disciplining of doesn't necessarily have to be punishment, has to be education, correction. So whatever is wrong being corrected is called Nigraha. And the fifth one is very important. God not only creates but has constant compassion. Anugraha means constant compassion. His grace is always there. All we have to do is turn our mind to God and we will find His grace, His compassion is constantly there. If we are working for God, putting our mind in God, there is no doubt that He will take care of us. That's what He had said even in the ninth chapter, Yoga Kshema Vahamyaham. So we'll talk about that. So this is the Panchavaktra, the five aspects of this divinity. Then as we had talked about Ishvara Srishti and Jiva Srishti. So Ishvara Srishti is this whole universe that we see, that is Ishvara Srishti. And then Jiva Srishti is how I make my individual world, you know, how whatever I do out of, you know, an accountant has an accountant's world, a lawyer has a lawyer's world, a housewife has her own world. So each one of us creates our own world based on our job, based on our family, based on our friends, our city connections. So the Ishvara Srishti and Jiva Srishti. So that is what we had talked about earlier also. But the essence of all is the same, whether it's the totality or whether it's the individuality, the essence, the energy is the same. That is what supports it. That is what we call as Om or Brahman or the subtotal conscious, the total consciousness, which is also Christ calls Father in heaven. That is nothing but that Brahman, that totality. And the example they give is electricity. Like there might be a fan or a heater or an air conditioner or, you know, whatever, a refrigerator. They all perform different functions, but the essence of all is electricity. It is one electricity that is moving the fan, that is heating the heater, that is cooling the cooler. And so we can say, how can one power, but this one energy does different functions based on the equipment? If you put a heater, that room will be heated. If you put a cooler, the room will be cooled. So similarly, the electricity is one, but the function depends on the equipment. So same way, you and I have that one consciousness, but our equipment is different, so we appear different, but the essence of all is one. And that is why one of God's name is Pranada. That means one who gives pranas. So pranas are the inner energy, what you can call the prana, apana, samana, vyana, the physiological functions. And it is said the source of all energy is Vishnu and Lakshmiji. So together, when they are the ones that provide the energy to sustain, that's why for sustenance, you need this energy, because all of us are what? Nothing but energy. Even though we look like solid, this hand, it's not solid. It is protons, neutrons, electrons circulating. And I had talked one time, the entire human body can be put in one little, not even smaller cup, where if all the space is removed, that's how much the solid matter is in each and every one of us. So we are nothing but energy and space. And so this prana is the energy that is given by the Lord. And the wise people are the ones who develop total unconditional love for everybody and see the oneness, and they never deviate from their path of. That's why it is said total perseverance is required. There's a very beautiful story of Yudhishthira. Actually, Yudhishthira, they say Yudhishthira is the true hero of Mahabharata, even though we consider Arjuna is the hero. But if you see Yudhishthira's character throughout the Mahabharata, he never deviated, no matter how much he was criticized, no matter how many problems he had. That's why he was called Dharmaraja, that he never deviated from the path of Dharma. So there is a very beautiful story. It is said that when Yudhishthira left his body and when he died, he was going through this other worlds, and so he passed heaven. And he saw the Kauravas in heaven enjoying and having fun and eating and drinking.
Hell, not heaven.
Heaven, that's where he saw. That's what the story goes. And then he was taken to hell. Why was he taken to hell? Because he had told one lie. Remember that he had told one lie about Ashwatthama, that Ashwatthama was killed, and that's why Drona. And so he had told only one lie. How many lies you and I have told? We should think. But anyway, he told that one lie, so he was taken to hell just for a short time. He said, you just have to go to hell for one brief moment and then you go back to heaven. And so he goes to hell and he finds all the good people there, the Pandavas and all the soldiers and all. He said, how come the good people are in hell and the Kauravas are in heaven? He said, the Kauravas, they told him, they died in the battle. And for a Kshatriya who dies in battle, goes to heaven. He says, okay, now it's time for you to go to heaven. He said, no, I'm not going, Because if my brothers and all the good people are here, and even though they are suffering, I'm going to stay in hell. You can take the chariot back, go to hell. I have no interest in going to heaven. I'll stay in hell, but I'll stay with people I love. So he was so firm in his, and then Bhagwan Vishnu appeared and said, no, no, this is just an illusion. Actually, all of you are in heaven and the Kauravas are in hell. But we just wanted to test you to see how firm you were in your commitment. And he said, for people who I love and people who are with me, I'm ready to stay in hell. So that is how these wise people function in this world, where they see God everywhere and they are firm in their vows, firm in their commitment. And that is this beautiful story of. So actually, this whole thing was illusion, was just created. Actually, Kauravas were not in heaven, they were in hell. So that's what it is said. And bhajate, bhajan, we always think of bhajan as singing, you know, sitting in the temple and singing bhajans, and that is very nice. But in the Bhagavad Gita, whenever the word bhajan, Bhagwan uses, what he means is invocation, that you invoke me in you. You can sing my songs and sing my glories, that is good, but bring me into you and bring me in your life and bring me in your actions. So your all actions should be divine, that is called invocation, invoking the Lord's presence in me. And how does this manifest? So they said it manifests as three things: love, humility, and perseverance. So love is bhava samanvita, there is total unconditional love for God. No matter what is happening in my life, I never stop loving God, I never stop give up my faith. And then this love extends to all beings, because everybody is God's creation. Second is humility. No matter what I have accomplished, no matter what I have done, no matter how good I have become, I always remain grateful to God that it is because of you that I am able to do whatever I am doing. No matter how successful I am, no matter how good I am, everything has been given to me by God, and see God in all my actions, in all my successes. Give all credit to God. And when you see anybody else successful or glorious, see God's presence. And the third point is perseverance. One should not give up. You know, I have been struggling for so long and still nothing has happened. I am still there. No, if you keep on persevering, like they say, a journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step. So start from today. Okay, this is my goal in this life, and I will reach it, because I have the knowledge, I have the human birth, I have the ability. And Bhagwan also assures us that if you don't reach, wherever you reach your next life, you will continue that. And the only important thing is turn my attention from the lower to the higher. Constantly keep the higher in my view. Don't get caught in lower things, worldly things, and don't get too attached, because my goal is higher. So you have to detach from the lower and attach to the higher. That's what Gurudev had told us. Then there was one other question that some people ask, and that is, why do good people suffer? You know, Gurudev has actually answered that question very well. And why do good people suffer? And we see that a lot of problems are happening, and we say, person says, you know, I have been so good for last 5 years. I have not done anything bad. I every morning get up and pray. And why am I getting problems? I have not done anything in this life. I have not harmed anybody. So we only look at 6 months or 1 year or 5 years or at the most this lifetime. But God has the account of multiple lifetimes. And then also we may have hurt people unknowingly. So whenever you have done anything good or bad, that gets recorded. And it's not only this life, but multiple lives. So if anything is happening to me, it's not only a result of what I have done. Majority is from this life, but it is also carried forward. So the point is that if any suffering comes, just think about it as this is my way to grow. And God has two qualities. One is karma and one is grace. So karma is that whatever is happening to me is a result of my actions. But God's grace is always there. much more than what we think, what we imagine. All we have to do is make our mind available and start seeing His grace everywhere. What we do is we only focus on the negative things. You know, oh, in my life I am having this problem or this problem. But how many things are going good in my life? We don't focus on that. How comfortable we are in this country, how easily things come to us, you know, all the food, water, air, everything is available in so much plenty, and life is so much more comfortable as compared to somebody living in Africa or living in a hut somewhere in India or Asia or anywhere. So we take all those things for granted and focus on the negative. Why this is not? See, 100% is not going to happen. As long as you are a human being, there will be some things that will be imperfect. So focus on what is good and be grateful for God's grace. That God, you are always graceful. You are always, your compassion is there. Your kindness is there. Look at the blessings. They say, no, look at the full glass, not the empty glass. If 9 things are going well in my life, but that one is not going well, I say, why is that one not good, God? We forget about 9 or 100 or whatever He has given us. So that's what Bhagavan says. One who sees this, everything as my creation manifesting for me, then such a person lives his life in total love, total surrender to me, and worships me, brings me, bhajante mam, and bhava samanvita. His mind is always full of love. And bhajante means brings me into his life and always worships me. And because why? Because I am the origin of this universe and everything has come from me. So today we saw how the world was created. The whole process of creation, Bhagavan explains very well. And then all the vibhutis and the yogas. How the macrocosm and the microcosm, the totality and the individuality, and how this world all came from God, and how we can bring God into our life. Most beautiful and very, very practical verses which we can apply in our life. So it's very nice. Last week I did record the shlokas, so they are there on the website, First Power, So if anybody is interested, every week Tony has been putting them by Thursday. So if you wish to refer to any shlokas, they are there on the website. So thank you very much. We have a few minutes. If anybody has any questions, comments.
Anil Bhai.
Anji.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
You said that Brahmaji came from Vishnu Bhagavan Nabi.
Yes.
So what you're saying is a self that we always talked about is Vishnu Bhagavan? Or somebody created even Vishnu Bhagavan?
Yes, no, it is the Brahman, the unmanifest or the formless created all the forms, the Brahma, the Vishnu and Mahesh and the Shiva.
Okay.
So yeah. But it is said that Vishnu Bhagavan and Lord Shiva remain through all creation. They don't perish, which Brahmaji does. But it is the Brahman is the source of all three.
You know what Guruji has explained very nicely. He says Brahman identified with the Sattva is Narayan, Vishnu Bhagavan. Brahman identified with the Rajas is the creator, the Brahmaji. And with the Shiva, you know, the tamas is the Shiva, the destruction.
Right.
The total, the figure. That
yes.
was very nicely explained by Guruji.
Yeah.
And they are not different, they're all one. It's just the different powers make it, you know.
Okay.
Yeah,
you
should be listening to Guruji's beautiful Ved Sara Stotra, you know, it's beautifully explained.
Right.
It is on Chinmaya channel. If anybody is not listening, please listen to it. It's very nice. Ved Sar Stotra.
Yeah, very. It's the description of Lord Shiva's, but in that the total Brahman, the total Veda Sara, the essence of the Vedas are given. And Guruji will take one topic for 3 weeks or 4 weeks and then take a week off. And then, so he has been doing it for last several months. And so you can follow that, and you don't have to watch at that particular time. I mean, you can, but it is on YouTube, so you can go back, and if you miss even...
They're all there, all the talks.
Yes, all the talks. He has talked on Kathopanishad, he has talked on Prahlad Stuti and a lot of those, yes. But this Vedasara of Lord Shiva is beautiful. It's very nice. Go back, it's only 11 or 12 have been done, so it's half an hour each. So you can listen to that. And his singing is so beautiful, the way he sings these stotrams. It's very nice.
Love.
So it is a homage to Lord Shiva. Thank you, Niru. Yeah, it's very nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's not only Lord Shiva, it's the essence of the Upanishads, of the Vedas, is explained in those verses. And it was composed by Shankaracharyaji himself.
And also explain that. External world and inner world. You want to?
Bol do, you are not.
Yeah.
Bol do, jor se bol.
No, because that, you know, the...
Speak a little louder.
Jeeva Srishti and the Ishwar Srishti. See, the Ishwar Srishti is like external world, which is not a problem for us. The problem is the Jeeva Srishti, the one we create ourselves. That is the one which gives us problem. Outside, everything is very harmoniously done. Everything is beautiful. The moment I connect or I experience, then it gives me the trouble. That's the problem with the world. So that is what, that is internal world. They call it external world also that way. You know, so Guru, you know, Swamiji gave a beautiful example about if, you know, we did that in our Tuesday study group and we really liked that one. You know, if there is somebody gave me a nice sweet or something, and I thought it was at night time. I thought I'll have it. It was at night time at 10:30. And I kept it in the fridge. And then next morning and at night, somebody came and ate that. And I was already asleep. So as far as it was existing world, which was outside, that sweet was gone. But when did I felt the sorrow? In the morning when I realized, oh, it's gone. See, so the things come, give us sorrow when we come in contact with them and how we experience them. That's what they give us problems. So that I thought is a very, you know, good point, Savishan.
Right, thank you. Yeah, so the world is not the problem. Problem is within us.
Within us, like how we look at the world with which... Yeah.
Yeah, Bhagavan's creation is perfect. That's what they were saying. Even a blade of grass, he has not created extra. Whatever he has created is perfect. So we just have to see the perfection. Thank you. Anything else anybody would like to add?
I have a question about karma. Is karma part of Maya?
Yeah, karma is a part of this, yes. So one who goes beyond Maya, beyond karma, who realizes, then goes beyond karma. Karma is a part of this my existence in this universe. Yes. So yeah, it is the creation of Maya, yes. But it is actually my own doing. You know, the karmas create the body. So depending on my karmas, I get the body, and then that body creates more karma. So which one came first, the karma or the body? They don't know.
These are like pair of opposites.
It's like cause and effect, like which came first, the chicken or the egg, which came first, the plant or the seed. So karmas are created by the body, and then body then creates karmas. And then those karmas create the next body. So they are continuous.
The same chakra, transmigration.
So body, karma, like that.
Yeah.
So we don't know which one came first. They are both eternal. Like Maya is eternal too. Yes. Anadi.
But it ends.
But Maya can end. Yes.
Yeah. That's the difference.
Maya, karmas, they all can end. Human, this birth and death can end if you attain an enlightenment. Yes. That is true. Thank you.
I wonder, you know, there. I don't remember. I think there's like 7 different levels, you know, where you have like, I think it's, you know, first you hear and then you think on it, you know. And then eventually you come to know who you really are. eventually. Do you burn your karmas somewhat as you move up the steps of understanding who you really are?
No, karmas will only get burnt if you attain enlightenment, if the ego is gone. Until then, you do go through the karmas. And even an enlightened soul, whatever karmas were left for this lifetime, that person has to undergo them. That's why we find enlightened masters getting cancer and being in pain and having problems, because that is the prarabdha of this particular lifetime. But their future and past karmas get burnt, because the individual is no longer there.
Even that, I think we think they are going through it, but they don't.
Right.
They are so identified with the...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so they may not feel it, but you and I think that this, why is this enlightened master suffering? But they have gone beyond the body, yes, and the mind,
sure,
and the intellect. So they become one with Brahman. Then for them, whatever happens to the body is not happening to them. That's why Raman Maharishi could have surgery done. They did surgery on him without any anesthesia. He just went into samadhi and he said, you can cut out whatever you want. So
maybe it was just too expensive.
Yeah, no, he was, they offered him, I mean, you know, there was medical care available, but he said he didn't want it. He said you can operate, because he could go away from the body. Even as a child, he could do that, even before he reached that final state of enlightenment. He probably had done it in his previous birth, because he could go into samadhi even when he was a young boy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else? Lata, no questions?
You're muted.
Hold on. I don't have a question, but I am a little... I have something...
yeah, go ahead.
Came up with yesterday.
Okay.
I mean, I cannot believe it, but this is of what is happening around us right now in the worldly matters, okay? And this is what I wrote yesterday, and it's funny. It's my way of projecting some fun. Please don't take it personally, whatever side of political aisle you are on. And this is what I wrote yesterday. Hello, this is my fun version of Biden history, Harris victory. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 4, verses 7 and 8 declares, yada yada hi dharmasya, and paritranaya sadhunam, you know, you just refer to it. Meaning, whenever there is decay of righteousness, God takes avatar or manifestation to protect the good and establish dharma. Yesterday, it seems God, him or herself, did not manifest, but sent his messenger.
Yes.
A little older, mature statesman with younger Shakti or Devi by his side to bring some order and civility in the world. I will pray for them and all. Lata.
Okay.
Now, good.
That's good. Yeah, so that's good. Yeah, not everybody may agree, but it's the truth. I think it's good. Very good.
Thank you. It was my fun way of expressing.
Yeah. Good. So that's how this knowledge, you can bring it into the life. Thank you. Any other questions? Any comments? Okay, we'll do the aarti. Sharad, you're ready? You have the picture of Gurudev?
Yes, sir.
You want
okay.
to sing? Or
so you will sing, right? Or you want us to sing?
I can sing. Whatever you prefer.
No, that's good. If you
If you can sing, go ahead. Only one person can sing because of Zoom, otherwise it disturbs it. So go ahead. We'll do the closing prayer and then do the aarti.
I think we should do the other way.
Kaina vacha
manasendriyerva buddhyatmana va prakrite svabhava karomi yadyat sakalam parasmai Narayanayeti samarpayami नारायणायेति समर्पयामि सर्वे भवन्तु सुखिनः सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् ॐ असतो मा सद्गमय तमसो मा ज्योतिर्गमय मृत्योर्मा अमृतं गमय ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्
ओके शरद् यू केन् प्लीज़् अन्म्यूट् एण्ड् शो अस् द पिक्चर् आफ़् गुरुदेव् एण्ड् देन् यू केन् सिङ्ग् द आर्ति You are still muted, so just unmute, please.
Yeah, good.
Good.
Shri Sadguru Nath Maharaj ki jai.
आरती चिन्मय सद्गुरु की दिव्य रूप मूर्ति करुणा की आरती सद्गुरु की चरणों में उनके शांति समाये शरणागत की भ्रांति मिटाए पाप ताप संताप हरण की आरती श्री चिन्मय सद्गुरु की आरती सद्गुरु की वेद उपनिषद गीता को गाया धर्म सनातन फिर से जगाया शुद्ध नीति प्रीति शंकर की आरती श्री चिन्मय सद्गुरु की आरती सद्गुरु की सिद्धवाड़ी की तपोभूमि में नित्य विराजे गुरु हमारे भक्त हृदय आनंद श्रोत्र की आरती श्री चिन्मय सद्गुरु की आरती सद्गुरु की सद्गुरु की आरती चिन्मय सद्गुरु की आरती
सद्गुरु नाथ महाराज की जय